the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he hath showed his mercy to us. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. Thank you. us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has given to us, thy servants, the grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that you would keep us steadfast in the true faith, and to forever defend us from all of our adversaries. We pray this in Jesus' name, who lives and reigns with thee, the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. Can you hear me okay? As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thou shalt sanctify the holy day. And what does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. So far. The Old Testament lesson for this morning, Ezekiel 18, verses 30 to 32. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourself from all of your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourself and live ye. So far the Old Testament reading. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 3.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do the miracles that you do, except God be with him. And then Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, then Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you about earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No man hath ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. So far. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is together glorified, is worshipped. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 244. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme for this morning is Citizens of God's Kingdom, and it's based on the gospel reading of St. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Please be seated. A man by the name of Nicodemus, he came to Jesus at night, and he was a member of the Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish court. And as a member of the Sanhedrin, he was no doubt well versed in the Old Testament scriptures. He is even called a ruler. Why did he come to Jesus at night? Well, he was afraid of his fellow councilmen. He didn't want them to know what he was doing. You see, Jesus was proclaiming a new way of life and a new way to heaven, which was opposite of the salvation by works. And that was the religion of the Jews at that time. Evidently, Nicodemus had heard about Christ's work and teaching, and it raised some doubt concerning his own standing with God. It meant also that he was beginning to hear reports whether Jesus was the promised Messiah or not. "Rabbi," he said, "we know that you are a teacher come from God, because nobody can do the things that you do except God be with him." By calling Jesus Rabbi, Nicodemus acknowledged him as a teacher and admitted that he must have received his power to perform miracles from God himself. But he did not accept him as the promised Messiah at this point. You see, the religion of the Pharisees was a religion of the law, a religion which stressed good works, clean living. These were the things that atoned for sin and put people in the right graces of Almighty God. This was the religion of Nicodemus. And Jesus knew what was in his mind, and so he said to him, "Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus had no idea what Jesus was talking about, because the only birth that he had any knowledge of was the physical birth. He knew nothing about a spiritual birth. And here was a man who was well trained in the scriptures. He was a ruler. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. But he had a totally different idea about how a person becomes a citizen in God's kingdom. Well, the world is full of such people today. People who have been misled by false prophets, by false teachings. And many have the same idea as Nicodemus had, that clean living and good works will please God and atone for sins. It's a be good, do good religion. And sometimes we meet people who can recite long sections of scripture, but they overlook such passages as, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Well, Jesus would tell these people the same thing that he told Nicodemus. "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And because of our sinful human nature, it's not natural for one to become a child of God. It doesn't work that way. By nature, we are enemies of God. Jesus tells us, you have or you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. So that old saying, I have decided to follow Jesus, falls flat on its face. Being born again of water and the Spirit is not the same thing that you and I can accomplish on our own. It is totally and completely God's work in us. And just what is this new birth that Jesus is talking about? Again, it's not something that you and I can accomplish. Regeneration is something that God must accomplish in us. And that's why David prayed, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin." As well as, "Create in me." You have to create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. Because of sin, we are doomed to eternal hellfire forever. And this is not an easy thing to do, because our pride is a stumbling block. Our pride gets in the way. But before we can become citizens of God's kingdom, we must make a confession of our total unworthiness and helplessness. It is God, the Holy Spirit, who works through word and sacrament. He works faith in us and in our hearts, so that we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. And throughout the entire Bible, there's consistency in the fact that word and sacrament, God, the Holy Spirit, brings about this wonderful transformation in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls. In other words, it is all God's doing. It's not us at all. Trinity Sunday reminds us that all three persons of the Holy Trinity play a part in our becoming citizens of God's kingdom. God the Father by his plan of our salvation, God the Son by the perfect life and his suffering and death, and God the Holy Spirit by his calling, enlightening, and sanctifying work in us. Well, Nicodemus really had no idea what Jesus was even talking about. And so he asks, how can a man be born when he is old? Well, this is so typical. To believe only what one can see and understand. But through the gospel of the marvelous love of God, Nicodemus came to see the light of God's grace, his rule, as his later life showed. You see, no one has seen the Holy Spirit working when he calls through the gospel and when he enlightens us and sanctifies us as individuals. But we've all seen the result of his work. I'm looking at it this very morning. Having been born again, the power of God's Holy Spirit is within us. It is he who strengthens our faith and deepens our love for God. It is he who stands by our side when we fight against the enemies of our souls. And when we think of the eternal blessings that are ours as a result of being born again, peace with God, the certainty of our salvation, it's strange that there should be so many who neglect this grace of God. And unless they repent, their end is destruction. Tell them the gospel message. God's word will not return void. Some will believe, and they too will be born again and join us as citizens of God's kingdom. Blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Take not thy
And since our offering has been taken, let's sing the first two stanzas of We Give Thee But Thine Own. Pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure all of us have personal needs that we need to lay at the throne of God's grace and mercy. Let's take a moment for a private prayer for ourselves. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto them all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall enjoy the manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
And we continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of the substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He brake and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.